When you hear the word banjo, you know that country and bluegrass aren't far away. There's just no helping it. But as soon as I put in the new CD by Danny Barnes, that preconceived notion flew right out the door. So maybe it was that, and Danny Barnes' storytelling chops that caught the ear of Dave Matthews of the Dave Matthews Band. Danny Barnes' latest release is called Pizza Box. It was recorded at Matthews' Haunted Hollow studio in Virginia, and he even sang backup on a couple of tracks. We've invited Danny Barnes to our studio, and he's accepted. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Leah. Thanks for having me.
Now, I realize that introduction almost made it sound like you've materialized out of thin air. I know that's not true. You've played with a lot of bands and musicians before this solo release. Just drop some names.
Well, when I first started traveling, I was in this band called Bad Livers. I wrote their music, and sometimes I worked with this country singer, Robert Keane, the jazz guitarist Bill Frisell, and I've done some records and some film scores and things together, and play some with Dave Matthews Band. I'm on their new record, and so I have a good circle of friends and that make music and stuff.
Right, Lyle Lovett and the Dead Kennedys and the Butthole Surfers.
Yeah,
that's a pretty wide range of music, and I guess that's really what fascinates me about this CD. I know I'm not alone. Let's listen to a cut that's called Bone.
Ground round down at the pound like you found me. I'm a flea bit, no whip, stain your carpet, lost your login, got extension for your socket, no my body's worse than barking.
When I heard this, I said, when was the last time I heard somebody scat sing to a banjo? And I think it was Roger Miller.
Oh, yeah.
Doing Dang Me, Dang Me. I read that it's either hip-hop or rap, but wouldn't you call it scat?
Well, a long time ago, one of my teachers told me that with the banjo, you can play like these fast flurries of notes, and in a way they can be kind of musically meaningless. And so one of my teachers, arrangement teachers, told me that I should only play what I can sing. And so I practiced for maybe 10 years where when I would play, I would try to sing everything that I was playing so that it wasn't just gratuitous scales and things. I got real interested in what Ornette Coleman was doing and those guys, and I just got real interested in playing between the cracks harmonically and rhythmically. So.
Yeah, there is something about it that sounds like a horn. I mean, like you're trying to do a horn solo as well.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. The title of the CD, Pizza Box, you said you're not a virtuoso instrumentalist, but you write really good songs. And you compare your music to vignettes and stories within, like, the theme of a movie. So, Pizza Box, what's the story? What's the movie?
Well, the story arc for the whole record is there's these various characters that are coming to this realization that they're sort of like the cause of their own misery, and they're in various stages of figuring this out. Some of them are past that, and they're realizing it, and there's a lot of joy and release in their lives, and they're really excited about it. And some of them never make that conclusion, and they end up just sort of like one guy goes to prison, and then one guy ends up robbing another guy in one of the other songs. But the bad news is that they don't have anybody to blame, but the good news is they could make better decisions right now if they could just get their mind around it.
Deliberately put classic pop hooks on the CD as well. I'm thinking of the tune Overdue.
Right.
I should bring people in the tent.
I'm just, I really am a fan of pop music, I look at what I do as kind of fractured pop music, and I love the way that they have a way of sometimes delivering some really profound messages in a really simple way, and that's a direct path to a lot of people's kind of attention, I think.
Baby, be my Valentine.
this fractured pop music, weird pop music, twisted pop music. Not something, too, that you would expect to hear a banjo in as well. But you do call the banjo your weapon of choice while playing non-traditional music. Did the banjo choose you or did you choose it?
I think that's a tough question. I know when I was 10, I used to see that. Remember those shows that came on during the summer, the summer replacement shows?
Sure, like
Smothers Brothers
and then
the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour.
Yeah, well, there was a whole folk music going on
totally.
At that time, yeah.
And it would be on, like, back then, there would only be three channels on TV, and right at prime time, the thing would go dark, you had the fade to black, and it would fade up on John Hartford playing the banjo. And when I was 10, I thought, wow, this must be like the coolest thing that a person could do. And you know, the funny thing about the banjo, and I've been at it 38 years and I still take lessons and work on it, is that it doesn't look like those hand motions would make that music.
Yeah.
It looks a little out of sync. And like if we were sitting here talking and someone was in a back room and they pulled out one and started kind of tuning it up, I'd just be totally drawn into it. Because if you look at it, it looks so weird because like on the piano, it's linearly arranged. These are the low notes and these are the high notes. And you can sort of tell what the music sounds like just from watching someone play. But with a banjo, it seems like you're watching a movie that's dubbed or something. It doesn't make sense because you have that weird string. So the high note and the low note are next to each other on the banjo, which is really odd. Even today, I've been at it 38 years, and I look at my hands and I go, man, that looks really weird. It doesn't look like that would make that sound, you know? So it's pretty weird.
I think about how I loved you so, wishing you were mine. I wished it all the time. I had a love so blind. Basically, it's so elemental that I was born this sinner.
I just want to remind our listeners, people can go to our website, npr.org, and actually see a performance of you doing what you do. Pizza Box, you talked about it being an arc of character and a story. So is this meant to be listened to in its entirety and to put ourselves in that arc and the way you anticipate the whole reaching?
That's the way I listen to records, and I made this sort of as a way of like entertaining myself.
The album days.
Totally.
Remember,
that's
you would
right.
listen
that's
from
I grew
the beginning
up around that era. Yeah, like you sat and you played the whole thing from one end to the other, and then you did it again, and you did it again, and you did it again, and you listen to it in order, and you listen to it the way I like to listen to music, which is sort of I look at it sort of cinematically, I guess.
Danny Barnes, his CD is called Pizza Box. And thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Leanne.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Pizza box, a baling wire, and a ball of twine. At the scene of the crime, where we had a good time. Punk rock man, a mojo hand, and a case of beer. I had a terrible fear, I wouldn't find you here. Basically, it's so elemental. A southern boys are cinnamon. I bit the badger off.